Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here with the Faith and Freedom Show here for the Liberty Works Radio Network, where I'm going to talk about these issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. That was Larry Beecraft, and they're down and they're having a discussion about with a group of people telling them how they can make a difference. And one of the things that I don't know if you notice, that Larry Beecraft was bringing up some things that he was very concerned about. I think, though, the one thing that you and I are going to have to pay attention to is the authority behind whatever's being done. We get distracted. It's deliberate distraction to distract you into the passionate political perspective, because if you start getting into those weeds, you might not notice that somebody is completely operating outside their realm of power. The founders knew because they read the, you know, things of John Locke that we read here on the radio earlier. It essentially, an exercise of power without authority is tyranny. That's what it is. So I want you guys to be thinking about that. That's kind of crazy stuff I say on this show. That is ultimately what's going to be the fix. If you go to a courtroom, and I've been to a courtroom, Larry Beecraft obviously been in a courtroom. He was going to bring Tom Cryer back on, but those guys, they turned out they had to both go to the podium in the speaking engagement they're at right now. But one of the things that they know about in a courtroom, if you get into discussion, the first thing you have to do is talk about jurisdiction. If you don't have the authority to have that discussion in that court, you just dismiss it. Because all you're going to do, if you have no authority to do something, every means to whatever end you want to get to will be unjust. It'll be unright. It'll be wrong. It'll be dysfunctional. It'll be wrong. Wrong will happen if your means to your end are not just. See, that the ends do not justify the means. The means must be just or your ends will never be. So that's a little bit weird. I'm going to play a clip now. I'm going to get to some of the things in the news. I told something to Larry Beecraft. He didn't know about one of the guys that were elected in Virginia that came up 2 days ago. It was pretty interesting discussion about what was going on and who was being elected and what kinds of political signs that meant to the current administration and whether or not there's a voice being sent. It turns out in Virginia there's a whole lot of independent voters. So it turned out that just about all of the independent voters swung in the direction that's contrary to the current administration. Are they listening? It looks like when I watch what's happening in the news in Copenhagen, talking about a global greenhouse CO2 cap and trade discussion, there are signs being reported in the foreign news that there will not be a treaty that can be that will come to these the end. It won't end in a treaty in Copenhagen, the discussions that they're having. Pardon me for losing my train of thought. And they're disturbed by that, but they want to have some solid agreements. Wait a minute about agreements. What about an agreement? So before I get to the Copenhagen news, I'm going to tell you why that's significant and why it's not just about whether cap and trade is good or bad. What it is, it's an indicator for you, if you're paying attention, that somebody's trying to pull your liberty out from under your feet. And that's the mechanism that's being used. If they do all their agreements outside a treaty, then it's not an action of law, is it? Somebody behind the curtain. Evil Mr. Mai, most likely, is pulling the strings. So we're going to hear from Evil Mr. Mai. You know, when you hear somebody say, well, my plan, I think I'm going to play a clip where the current president of the United States talks about his plan. But before I do, on the top of the hour, what I want to do is I want to play the acceptance speech from a gentleman who won the election for attorney general in Virginia just 2 days ago. I want you to listen to it because he's going to say things that I've never heard this kind of speech given. And I know the guy. Turns out I actually know the guy. I mean, not very close. I'm just saying I've had encounters. I've had reason to come across him in his normal business. And what I found him to be a man of integrity. So I was quite impressed that even by the providence of God that he was even being elected for such an important position as Attorney General. So let me hear from this gentleman, Ken Cuccinelli, who won the Attorney General's office in Virginia just 2 days ago.
You know, it's people committed to protecting our Constitution, all of it, as it was written. What a concept. protecting life and families, and fighting for truly limited government that have come out to get us over the top. The folks who've really done the work for us don't come out to fight for Ken Cuccinelli. They come out to fight for first principles, and I appreciate that. Now, I want to tell you, I'm committed to fighting for those same first principles as your next Attorney General of Virginia. Now, thank each and every one of you for the investment of your trust, your time, your personal credibility when talking to your neighbors and friends, and your treasure in many cases to help us try to keep pace and get our message out. Those first principles I mentioned are why we've used this revolutionary era flag as the symbol of our campaign. I keep getting asked about this and the pins and so forth. For them, it was a symbol of colonial resistance to the oppression of a far-off government. But for us, it's a symbol simply of returning to the founders' vision of a limited government that respects constitutional boundaries. That is a big part of the mandate of this campaign, and it has implications for all of the policy goals that we've laid out and that we'll begin to pursue tomorrow. We've also got much work to do to get Virginia's economy going again. This has been a focus, the number one focus in every other race in Virginia. In the AG's race, we have an awful lot to say about criminal justice issues, but this has been very important. And we've talked about reducing the burden of government to create opportunity, which is what government should be creating, opportunity, so the private sector can get back to what it creates, and that's jobs. Jobs for Virginia. That's our kind of jobs program. We are coming into office with a mandate from the people of Virginia to alter the course of change in Virginia and to keep that path free from insistent government intervention and government mandates and government control. As Ronald Reagan said, we've gone astray from first principles. We've lost sight of the rule that individual freedom and ingenuity are at the very core of everything that we've accomplished. Government's first duty is to protect the people, not run their lives. And in that vein, as we move forward from tonight, working to improve Virginia, we will be keeping a close eye on Washington. We're seeing examples already of unprecedented industry takeovers, with healthcare next on the list. We'll see on Friday. This is not a course consistent with Virginia's history or America's, and I hope we send a message tonight that that is not the course that Virginians want to be on.
That's just a little bit interesting.
Now, of special concern to me as we look across the Potomac is the threat to our right to work laws, the most obvious place of constitutional overreach. And it's an area of law that many of us in Virginia believe is our sovereign right to determine for ourselves. So let me make a comment about card check and other federal legislation that oversteps the federal government's proper boundaries. Normally, there's a fight over a bill in Congress, and if it passes, it goes to the president. And if he signs that bill, that's typically the end of the fight. But I've got news for you. If we see an overreaching bill like card check, the president's signature won't be the last fight on that bill. So So in addition to standing guard over your individual rights during my tenure, you can count on me to stand guard against constitutional overreaching by the federal government, but only tonight and today and for the last 19 months, thanks to your support, and I'm here to thank you very much for it. God bless you and God bless Virginia.
So that is Ken Cuccinelli. He is the Attorney General elect for Virginia. Some of the things he said were really, if you look at it at the very end, were kind of radical. Actually, if you know the function and boundaries of the government of this country, they were actually totally, let's say, orthodox, where he said if the federal government passes a bill that is overreaching, so overreaching not just merely implies but expresses that it goes beyond the boundaries set in the United States Constitution for the acts of Congress and the responsibilities, rights, obligations, or whatever, the operations of the states and the state governments. It's actually an orthodox statement. What he said was that if the president signs a bill, that's not the last fight. Now, that's pretty insane. You don't really hear folks in government saying that stuff lately. And he wasn't trying to stir up a rabble for his election. What happened is the rabble made sure he was elected. And as I was around, I got to tell you, I went to a lot of those events where Mr. Cuccinelli happened to be. Some things I was invited to on an issue to talk about some legislation in Virginia because he happened to have been a senator at that time. And what happened was you had a whole lot of people, same kind of people going to the tea parties, et cetera, your average Joe who are so spun up right now that they're actually off their couch and not paying attention to their cable TV. They care so much and they see so much happening right now that they are motivated to take action when they'd rather just be sitting peaceably in their living room with their families. So the same, not a rabble, we're talking your average Joe. Little old ladies invited me to a tea party. I mean, I thought, well, I'm doing radio. I need to go to a tea party. You know, but I mean, little old ladies called me and said, David, you have got to go to a tea party with us. These are your cross your T dot your I little old ladies in my church, man. And they were spun up. And this was your average, your the epitome of America showing up to these events. And the folks that have been elected have said all the right things because people are loyal and voting in their party. And they're lying to everybody. A whole lot of them are lying to people and placating them. And what happens is folks are fed up. And those who have been elected aren't paying attention. They think, well, this is just a noisy minority. This is beyond reality more than a minority, folks. I will tell you also, people I talk to, they don't even know this stuff's going on. But they would think the same when you bring it up in conversation. They think just like those nuts that go to the tea parties, your average Joe. This is an important awakening that's happening in our nation. Liberty Works is part of it. Hopefully I'm part of it, too. I think I'm on track doing what I'm supposed to do, and that is to talk about these things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. You're not going to go to church. So you can hear me say goofy things. Hopefully I provide a little bit of entertainment. We come back, I'm going to talk about evil Mr. My and my plan. When you hear people say my plan, it's not their plan. They're not talking as a personal pronoun. They're actually talking about a proper name, a proper noun, evil Mr. My. It's my plan, the proper noun, not the personal pronoun. We're going to return here on Liberty Works Radio Network. Check me out on our website at faithfreedoms.org. You can go there, watch live streaming if you want to see my profile. I can't take the credit or the blame for it, except that I did shave today. So we're going to be back. Our number here is 888-850-1872. You can change the topic of discussion. I won't have a problem with that. I'll make sure I get my message out today. We're going to have a good time. So thanks for listening to 104.3 FM.